Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
From radioinfo.com.au. Hi, I'm Brad Smart, here with your morning briefing for Tuesday, the 21st of April. Here's what people are talking about in radio this morning. Life may not be quite as rosy for the giants of the digital world in future. In a ruling, the ACCC has directed the federal government to legislate to force Google and Facebook to pay for the news content they take from Australian media companies. Commercial Radio Australia has welcomed the move. Chief Executive Joan Warner says it levels the playing field and redresses the power imbalance between digital platforms and Australian media. I'll be back with more stories in just a moment.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The big statistical winner for radio during the COVID-19 lockdown is time spent listening. This is probably not that surprising to most people in the industry. In Survey 2, GfK analysed a three-week time frame before the government restrictions and 1 week of the lockdown. The results showed an extra 1.4 million Australians are listening to radio at home, and their time spent listening is up by over 4 hours a week. Despite being under enormous financial pressure, SCA has launched a new on-demand daily news service, The Briefing. The 20-minute news service will be hosted by Tom Tilley, formerly from Triple J's Hack program and Network 10's The Project. It'll feature in-depth interviews with newsmakers. Afters has a few spaces left in its radio content and leadership course. This is an advanced program for aspiring content directors currently working in commercial, community, or public broadcasting. The online course starts shortly and runs for 24 weeks. There was a danger that COVID-19 would put paid to ordinary Australians being able to experience Anzac Day dawn services. However, it looks like radio will be coming to the rescue in most parts of the country. The ABC, Super Radio, Grant Broadcasters, the Rebel Radio Network, and a number of community stations have already indicated that they'll carry coverage in various markets. For all the details on these stories, check out the website at radioinfo.com.au.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.